I think what we're asking of Canadians is to be mindful of the fact that you're in a relationship surrounded by treaty, and that through that relationship, obviously there's want and need to be working together on reaffirming that relationship. And it's not something that's forgotten at the time of signature. It's something that's ongoing, and there's work to be done. And I think Canadians, they want to tie the work that First Nations do in response to these proponents to an issue, a short-term issue around, in this case, Enbridge and a 40-year-old pipeline. When this is a larger issue, we've got obviously some values that are coming to head between First Nations and corporate wants and needs, and also government's wants and needs. And sometimes those values aren't the same. And so we use, as much as we can, we try to be respectful of the Constitution and the processes that Canadians have in place to resolve these issues. And most times we're not successful, and we find ourselves at an appeal process with the National Energy Board, then at a federal court of appeal, and now the Supreme Court at substantial cost to us. So there's not understanding about that relationship of treaty yet. And it's a hard work. And it's not just one issue based. And unfortunately, the one issue is what triggers it. But there's a larger picture here that's not being recognized or fostered for development. And so I'm not sure if that's new news for Canadians, but there's something that has to be done in terms of understanding what that all means.